Federal affidavit names three in Oceanside Pier hate crime attacks. A newly unsealed federal search warrant, with affidavit details emerging Friday and Saturday, lays out allegations of racially motivated violence near the Oceanside Pier going back to June 2025. Three men are named: Austin Yeo, Johnny Lane, and Daniel Burns. According to the affidavit, one of the men shouted a racial slur before slamming a 21-year-old Asian man's head into a concrete wall. The group then allegedly turned on two off-duty Marines from Camp Pendleton, leaving both with concussions. The organizational dimension of the alleged violence heightens concern. Two of the three suspects are alleged members of a white supremacist gang called Hemet Coors 88. The number 88 is a documented numerical code in white supremacist circles representing Heil Hitler, H being the eighth letter of the alphabet. One suspect reportedly has the word skinhead tattooed on his arm, and federal investigators are now examining the suspect's phones. No charges have been filed. A search warrant is not an indictment. The potential charges under examination are serious: hate crimes, violent interference with federally protected rights, and conspiracy. That the warrant was sealed and has only now surfaced publicly suggests investigators were deliberate about timing. The geographic context carries particular weight. Oceanside sits immediately south of Camp Pendleton, making the alleged targeting of two off-duty Marines, alongside an Asian civilian, an attack that touches both military community safety and the stark contradiction of espousing nationalist identity while committing racially motivated violence. Separately, the city of San Diego released its first maps showing which neighborhoods fall within a half mile of qualifying transit stops under Senate Bill 79, the state's new transit-oriented development law that took effect July 1st. Authored by Senator Scott Wiener and signed by Governor Newsom last October, SB 79 allows higher-density residential construction of up to 9 stories near MTS trolley stations and Sprinter stops. Sandag prepared the regional map. San Diego's release marks the first concrete look at which specific neighborhoods, including areas near Mission Valley, North Park, and El Cajon, now operate under fundamentally changed development rules. A federal judge also this week rejected the Trump administration's effort to redirect funding away from permanent supportive housing for people experiencing homelessness, using pointed language and calling the administration's reasoning the hallmark of unreasoned decision-making, a significant legal backstop for San Diego County and city programs built around the permanent supportive housing model.